Chattanooga.
Chattanooga, that's there too, of course.
Did you mention Memphis?
Memphis.
Okay. What about the seaport in Georgia?
I don't know of any seaport in Georgia.
Have you ever been to Savannah?
Well, I've been through there, but I didn't realize, you know, it was classified as a very large one.
And that city that's close to Fort Benning?
Columbus.
Okay. Have you ever been to Macon, Georgia?
Yes.
Okay. What about a couple of big cities in Louisiana?
New Orleans, Baton Rouge.
Okay. What about some that big city in southern part of Ohio? Has the baseball team called the Reds?
Cincinnati.
And a couple of foreign countries. Paris is in
France.
And Moscow is in
Russia.
Hey, what about this? Have you ever heard of Dublin? Countries associated with
Ireland.
Okay. About how far would you say it is from here to Louisville?
Alabama. It is 30 miles.
30 miles. Okay. What about if somebody asks you to go with him and you're not sure that you want to? You might say, "Well, I don't know.
I don't believe I can get off today."
Do people around here say, "I don't know if I want to"? Something like that?
Occasionally.
Occasionally you hear that. Okay. What about if you have a very sick friend and it's not likely that he's going to get any better? If somebody asks you about him, you might say, "Well, it seems
he's not improving."
Okay. Well, what about if somebody asks you to go somewhere with your wife, you might say, "Well, I won't go
there."
Or if the only way that he's going to get you to go is that your wife accompany you, you would say, "Well, I won't go
without my wife."
Or unless she goes.
Unless my wife.
Okay. Well, what about if your son is supposed to help you do some work around the house and he went off playing? You might say, "Well, he went off playing of helping me. He went off playing what?
Failed to do his chore."
Or maybe he went off playing instead of helping me. Something like that?
Yes.
Okay. Well, what about if you know a man who's a very funny man and you like him for that reason, that he's very funny, and somebody asks you, "Well, why do you like him?" You'd say, "Well, I like him
because he's funny."
Okay, that's fine. Okay. What about if somebody becomes a member of the church, you say he did what?
Join
the church. And when you go to church, you pray to
God.
Okay. Have you ever heard God referred to by any other word? The Lord or something
Lord,
like that?
Well, it is used that way. The Lord, God.
Okay. And when you go to church, you go to listen to the preacher preach a
sermon.
And somebody might say, "Well, I don't care all that much about the sermon. I just go to listen to the
choir."
And the choir sings the
songs.
And they make the
music.
Okay. But if you went outside and the sun was setting and it made an impression on you, you might say, "Well, my goodness, that sunset was just
beautiful, pretty."
Okay. And if you were going to church but you had a flat tire and you had to change that tire, you might say, "Well, church will be over
before I get there."
Okay. What do you call the being that's supposed to be the enemy and the opposite of God? He's the what?
Devil.
The devil. Have you ever heard the devil referred to as anything else?
Boogeyman.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. What about these things that people think they see around graveyards sometimes? You know, they're scared of them. They're
ghosts.
Have you ever heard ghosts call anything else?
Boogers.
You ever heard them called spirits or?
Yes, spirits.
Okay. Well, what about if somebody died very mysteriously in an old house?